Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Lady Vols. You liked the hire when Tennessee went out and got Kim Caldwell. We have seen a couple of transfer portal players. Your thoughts on how the Lady Vols should be this year talent-wise compared to last year? The Lady Vols roster surpassed last year's team, which wasn't great, in terms of talent. Do you have an early read on Tennessee's new Lady Vol basketball head coach?
Well, first of all, to clarify, yeah, I like the hire because I don't think Tennessee could get the top-level coach that it wanted. Couldn't pull it off. The job wasn't as attractive to on the market as perhaps UT had thought. But to go in a different direction, I mean, I think it's you can take a chance on somebody, a young coach like Caldwell. The roster, this probably is the worst roster the Lady Vols have had since I've been in Knoxville. It goes back to 87. This is not only is it a weak roster, it's the roster doesn't fit what Kim Caldwell wants to do at all. She's got too many players that weren't recruited to play this system. Three transfers have helped, but look at what the competition has done. Tennessee hasn't added enough from the transfer portal to say it's gaining ground on any of the heavyweights in women's basketball. So yeah, it's going to be a tough transitional period. And it's going to be a real challenge to make the NCAA tournament. Right now, I don't know how good those transfers will be, but I think Tennessee probably tried to get a higher quality of transfer and couldn't pull it off. It's hard to do that because all these people that go in the portal, a lot of them have a good idea where they're headed when they go into the portal. So Caldwell's late to the party, and then she's got to scramble. She's got to assemble a staff, do all that kind of good stuff. So, yeah, I think she's going to probably have a tough first season.
Hey, Caleb, you usually get a pass in your first season, right? But does Caldwell get a pass if the Lady Vols don't make the NCAA tournament? Maybe she should. That just sounds – Lady Vols, not NCAA tournament, sounds awful.
I don't think she gets a pass. John Wright was going to go with this, so because the question I was asking is, have these three transfers done enough to you to maybe say that Kim Caldwell has what she needs to, with her coaching, take this roster farther than they went this past year under Kelly Harper? Or do you think that's not possible right now?
No. I mean, anything can happen. You know, maybe the players that I think aren't so well-equipped to play in her system will prove me wrong and will be better at it. But keep in mind that last season's team had Rekia Jackson. There's nobody, you know, there's several levels below her in terms of player talent, any individual player on that is. So I think with her system also, Caleb, if she stays true to it, It's not just the up-tempo, full-court game, three-point shooting. He's playing a bunch of people. And I don't see where Tennessee has the kind of quality depth to rotate players in and out and not have a drop-off. So I just think next season's record is more likely will be a testament to what Kelly Harper couldn't do as opposed to what Kim Caldwell might can do.
Interesting.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
John's appearance brought to you by Newbert Collision Center. If you are in Chattanooga, you need to know about Quality Tire Pro. Go to qualitytirepros.com, step in, tell them that Off the Hook Sports said, hey, Bo, hey, how are you doing? They got tires, full service automotive, brake alignments, oil changes, and more. All work is covered by nationwide warranty. Cherokee Boulevard, qualitytirepros.com. John, year one, we may see flashes of this up-tempo style, but given the lack of depth, do you believe it will be something that they can continue doing the rest of the entire year, or do they just not have enough young ladies to play this style consistently for 30-some games?
Well, I think Kim Caldwell is going to try and run. I mean, she made it pretty clear in that press conference that she's not modifying her system, that she and she wants to recruit to that system. So she needs to show future players what she intends to do with the program. I just think it's going to be really hard to do it with this group. Maybe those three transfers will be better than I thought they would be. But if you look around the country at the kind of players that Tennessee used to get in better days that they would have gotten in a transfer portal now, they aren't coming to Tennessee. They're going elsewhere.
So,
truth of that,
John, but let me play the positive side real quick with the transfers that they've got. Because the problem that it was the question you asked when you asked her at the press conference, can her style translate to this level? Because you can't do it when your tallest player is 5'9", I think was what she had at Marshall. So she added Lazaria Spearman and Alyssa Latham. Both are 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". I think Latham is 6'4", and are very athletic six tall players, which allows her to run from the defensive side, at least get out in transition. Samara Spencer, the new transfer, can run a transition offense. She's very athletic. Can that not... at the same time, you do have Jewel Spear and Sarah Puckett back, who both could be sharpshooters if they're in the right situation. So couldn't they, if you turn up the transition and they get good looks, couldn't they be lethal from three, kind of the way that, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to dare invoke the name, Chris Lofton was not that athletic, but he got a lot of great looks in Bruce Pearl's system early, which is why he was so lethal, because Bruce Pearl turned up the tempo so much.
Yeah, that's a good point, and maybe that could work out. I think the problem with some of Tennessee's players is going to be on the other side of the ball, is with pressure defense. I can't really see Sarah Puckett in a full court pressing defense. I think she would struggle with that, and so would a lot of other returning players. But yeah, if you can get that going, and you can and rebound, get going fast, get transition threes. That's the best way to get an open three-pointers in transition. And as you pointed out, we saw that time and time again under Bruce Pearl with Chris Lofton in that first season, which was so much fun to watch. And I think that's maybe if Tennessee fans want to hope for something, maybe that's what they can hope for, that players, that there will be enough of a mix. Dave?
Yes. Yeah, you're good, John. You're breaking up a little bit, but go ahead, sir.
Well, you're breaking up too. I didn't know what was going on there. Are you trying to talk?
No, go for it.
Well, I'll just wrap it up by saying that would be a best case scenario. And I think sometimes there's a lot of this could come down to how well Caldwell connects with her players. Can she sell players on this system and have them believe it in this system? That would be a big positive step, that maybe they aren't physically best suited for this, but if they believe in it, they believe they can make it work, and she's encouraging enough to bring out the best in them. That, again, would be a best-case scenario, I think.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.